Rabbit Rabbit. Today is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. I mean, Adam talks about his life 6 days a week, really. Well, yes. Yeah, because he doesn't record Friday's Geeky Gay on Friday. So, in case you didn't know, Adam does another podcast. He does it with me. That's me, Daniel. On Friday nights on Pride48.com, it's called The Gay Mix. Just check us out. We'll be there this Friday. So if you want to be among the first people to hear about Adam's trip to Vegas, make sure you're here, not here, but make sure you're in Pride 48 on Friday. Yeah, just go to Pride48.com, click on the chat button there. That'll take you over to our Discord server, which has got our chat room, and also it has the audio from the live stream. So you can do it all one-stop shop. You can listen to the stream and chat with us right from there. All right. First, let me address the elephant in the room. Excuse me, can you move a little bit? Thank you. I didn't post Tuesday's show twice. The way Adam's process works, because I'm having to follow his publishing process, and in fairness to him, his end is all automated. I just don't have all the automation that Adam does. So, because I don't do this as much as him. So, you know, I'm manually doing this. I missed one step wherein you tell the post about the new file that you just uploaded. So I realized that this morning when I woke up, and I was like, oh crap, this is the same show. So I fixed it. So if you were one of those people that didn't listen or didn't download The Geeky Gay until later in the day, like after like 8 a.m. Eastern time or 9 a.m. Eastern time, if you downloaded the show after that, you were fine. You got Wednesday's show as you were supposed to. However, comma, if your podcatcher had already downloaded the show as soon as it became available at 3 a.m., you had the wrong show. You can delete that show if you still have it and then refresh your feed, and you should now get the correct Wednesday show if you wanted to. Great. It's a great. John Lithgow loved it. It was great. Great reviews. John Lithgow, big fan of Wednesday's show. So, yeah. It's Thursday. It's not hump day. It's not Friday. It's just kind of, you know, it's that weird in-between time. We have got some messages. Messages. We got some messages. Let's go listen to them. That's right. That's right, kids. I said listen. Let's go listen to it right now. It's voicemail. Hello. Daniel. Oh, you're on the wrong speaker. Well, this really is like a Geeky Gay episode where things are being routed to the wrong place. That is absolutely amazing. Hello?
Daniel.
Yes, that's me.
Daniel.
Yeah, me. That's me.
It's Tuesday night. I just listened to your Tuesday night episode.
Yes.
It was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways, before I go any further, Adam, I love you. Thank you, Adam, for nice. All the good shows in the past, but I love Daniel more.
Oh, wow.
Okay, with that said, Daniel, I'm so glad I got to hear you this week.
Uh-huh.
I tuned in Tuesday night for the Friday night show because I couldn't listen on Friday night.
Right.
And it wasn't there.
Okay, he's talking about The Gay Mix, and although we record on Friday nights, it actually gets released to our feed on Tuesday. So that's when he says he's listening on Tuesday to the Friday show, that's what he meant.
Because I forgot you guys were off.
That's right. We were off.
And I said, well, I'll listen to Geeky Gay tonight. And to my surprise,
you almost
Daniel,
said Geeky Gay. Yeah, that's me.
You were there.
It was me. I am. I'm here.
Oh, this is Dennis Huff from yes. Falls Church, Virginia.
It's Dennis from Falls Church, Virginia.
Anyways.
Yes.
Daniel, thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful show.
You're very welcome.
Just listen to Monday night and Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful show.
You can listen to Tuesday again.
And I look forward to the rest of the week.
On Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully you didn't have to listen to Tuesday twice. Hopefully you got the Wednesday show. Because, I mean, he did say he loved the show. I have a feeling this is going to be a topic on Friday night's show. Because let me give you a little inside baseball about podcasting. I don't know why exactly I would say. I'm not like a sports ball person, so why would I favor that metaphor? Podcasters, I speak as one, are notoriously insecure. And really, we kind of do this because we want the recognition and adulation, really. We just want people to tell us that they like us, really. That's kind of all it is. So when you tell Adam on his own show that I'm doing a better job, now, regardless of whether that's true or not, we'll just let you decide that. You, the listener, can decide that. But yeah, I have a feeling this will come up on Friday night's show. I'd like to believe, because Dennis is a smart cookie, I would like to believe that Dennis is making a joke, because we all know that Adam's listener, Leo, won't even listen to these shows because he hates me so much. You see, and so it's kind of way, it's a turnabout kind of a thing. Dennis is playing the joke. He's like, Daniel, you're great. Yeah, Adam, all right. Anyway, that's how I'm going to read it. Because let me tell you, Adam still has to get on an airplane and fly back home. And I don't want him to hurt himself in the air. We got a couple of text messages also. I would like to see who is this. I don't know who this is. An unknown person that said, a April 29 show posting same as April 30. Are you really big fatty? Thank you. I am aware. But thank you. Let's see, what else do we have here? Thanks for suggesting listeners try ChatGPT for a task. I uploaded the 2025 So-So Question Contest Ledger and told it to pick this year's winner, whichever it liked best, but to be fair about it. After a surprisingly long period of contemplation, ChatGPT chose a winner. So there you go. If you entered the Big Fatty So-So Contest, or so-so caller questions, so-so question contest, which I hear may be rigged. If you entered that, just know ChatGPT actually selected the winner. And then that same person texting later, I hear you saying the caller isn't in Adam's database. It's Kathy Marshall. I figured out that it was Kathy Marshall. And then she ends it with Woodhaven, which, as you know, is the proper way to end any message to anyone ever. Woodhaven. In fact, I'm kicking myself now. Why haven't I been ending the show every night? I mean, every day this week by saying Woodhaven. I don't know. I'll have to remedy that today. Final text message came in from the one and only Kathy Bacon. Daniel, 8, 12, 14 exclamation points. I thoroughly enjoy your filling in shows. Thank you for texting, Bacon, Woodhaven. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I do appreciate all of it. Thank you. I must have sounded like I really needed to be pepped up or something, because people were being unusually nice to me. I have written down here just one thing I wanted to talk about today. Let me take a... Yeah, we got time for this. Universal Studios Hollywood has been doing a new event called Universal Fan Fest Nights. It's only out in the one in California, so nowhere near here or whatever. But they have, as part of this, this event runs from April 25th through May 18th. And it has a whole bunch of interactive events and kind of exhibits and stuff that are set up there on Universal properties and on different IP properties. Things that they have. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make badly is that they did have, or they do have one, I should just stop. A puzzle-solving interactive kind of thing. Anyway, it is called Dungeons & Dragons Secret of Waterdeep. So it's a D&D exhibit kind of thing that you can do at the Universal Studios Hollywood Fan Fest Night. But part of it is, for those of you who don't know anything about Waterdeep or Dungeons & Dragons, there is a... Waterdeep is a city in Dungeons, and well, it was created by the company that makes Dungeons and Dragons, and a lot of modules, which are adventures, take place with Waterdeep as its hub. So it's a very well-developed city that a lot of people know about. Some of the other cities that they developed, like Baldur's Gate and Neverwinter, these are things that if you've played Dungeons and Dragons before, you've heard of these big cities, or you've probably had a campaign around these big cities. Waterdeep has a crime lord that is actually a beholder. His name is Xanathar. And a beholder for those of you who don't know, is a large floating round head with a humongous mouth with a big sharp pointy teeth, has a, you know, just a single eye above its mouth on this big head. But coming out from its head, kind of like Medusa, are seven eye stalks. Like, so seven like kind of stalks that on the end of them have little eyes. So the beholder has, I guess it's, there's eight of them. So he has nine eyes total. Anyway, he's a very nasty creature. He's very hard to kill. He's the final boss in some of the adventures. And it's just, but they made a life-size Xanathar. The Jim Henson Workshop made a life-size puppet of Xanathar. So it's this huge beholder that they have there. And as I saw the picture of it, which you can Google if you want to look for this picture, just Google the Dungeons and Dragons Secrets of Waterdeep. It's probably the easiest way because Xanathar is spelled really weird. So Dungeons and Dragons Secrets of Waterdeep, you should be able to find a news story that will have that picture in it of this beholder puppet. And it reminds me a lot of Audrey 2. Did you ever watch Little Shop of Horrors, the movie that was directed by Frank Oz back in the 80s, based off of the Broadway play, Little Shop of Horrors? Audrey 2 was the plant, the sentient plant in Little Shop of Horrors, and it also was created by the Jim Henson Workshop. It was a very complicated puppet. And this is back in 1986, 85, 86. And we didn't have CGI back then. This puppet, this humongous puppet, was just fluid and amazing. He's very articulated and fluid. It was you didn't think that it was a puppet. Like it was so believable that you were like, oh, that's done really well. What I didn't know until years later is that it took somewhere around 12 puppeteers to operate Audrey 2, and it had so many mechanisms in it, and because its lips could curl, and it had just so many articulated pieces on it, that it was impossible for them to make it go fast. Like they had to do everything slowly. So what they did is any scene that Audrey 2 was moving about or, you know, talking or interacting, whatever, were filmed at half speed. So the playback would be at half speed. And so you would be opening your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So you'd be lip syncing to a half speed soundtrack and everything. And that's kind of cool, right? And then they'd speed it back up and make sure that it looked normal at full speed. And Frank Oz in one interview estimated that it took them 15 to 20 takes for every shot that Audrey 2 was in, just to make sure that the shot was done slowly correctly so that when it was sped up, it looked natural. Now, that is impressive in and of itself, but it's even more impressive when you consider that Audrey 2 shares the scene, you know, shares several scenes with some of the actors in the film. The biggest and most complicated one is a song sung between Seymour and Audrey 2. It's called Feed Me, but Seymour was played by Rick Moranis. And he would sing, he sang and you know, this very long song with Audrey too. And for the majority of the song, they are both in the shots together. If you go back and watch this, which I highly recommend, but if you go back and watch this, you really pay attention, you will kind of see, oh my God, Rick Moranis filmed that half speed. He has to walk backwards. He has to do different moves. He has to pick up things. There's a lot of complicated things that he had to do in half, you know, at half speed and make it look real at full speed. And it was just, when you know that, it's just an amazing scene. So if you get a chance, go check that out. But this beholder reminded me of that. I doubt that this beholder, I don't know, maybe with modern robotics, this beholder could be that articulate. By the way, I'm assuming that this beholder is huge just based off of this picture that I'm looking at. But honestly, it could be like that little clay head that Auntie Vera used to have that was, you know, we all thought it was a big, like, life-size head, but it turns out it's just like, it's the size of a, like a pea. ping pong ball. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a hand puppet. I don't know. There's nothing in the picture to do the scale. So perhaps this is all for naught, but it was still a fun trip down memory lane, weren't it? It's Thursday. Dear God. All right. One more day. Hey, it's Thursday. Let's get to our AI tip for the day. You're going to love this one. Do you have anyone in your life who is difficult to gift shop for? You know, I can hear you right now. I'm here. Hell yes. Yes, you do. Yes, I know. Yes, we all do. This is something that I hadn't thought of doing. This is something that ChatGPT came up with itself as something that people could do using it. Let me just read its little blurb here. Stuck on what to buy someone? Tell AI a few things about the person, like their hobbies, favorite shows, or weird quirks, and it'll suggest creative gift ideas you probably wouldn't have thought of. Great for birthdays, anniversaries, or just surviving the holidays. So you can actually construct a prompt similar to, hey, I need to buy a present for my friend Big Fatty, but he's really, really hard to shop for. Ask me as many questions as you think you need to be confident that you can suggest some truly unique gift ideas for him. If we had more time, I would do it live here on the show, but unfortunately we don't, so I will leave that as an exercise for you to try specifically. Go ahead, use Big Fatty. Like if it asks you like what his favorite things are, say sharks. If he asks what you know his hobbies are, talking about sharks. If his favorite shows, his podcast on Shark Week. by the way, Shark Week next week on Big Fatty Online. You don't want to miss that. That's an annual thing. Woodhaven.